Okay, everybody, so today's daf is Kufches. We're holding at the very bottom of the Amid, the last line where it says, Bo'i Rova Hama'ale. As we'll see, however, momentarily, this Bo'i Rova piggybacks on the prior discussion, the Machloike between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which is three lines earlier, so we might as well just review the last three lines. You'll recall that our perek so far has been dealing with the inyan of Shchutei Chutz and Halo'as Chutz. So the focus at this time is in the Halo'as Chutz. Halo'as Chutz, as you know, means any carbon that should have been brought on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and instead you brought it on an altar outside the Beis HaMikdash during this man of Isur HaBomois. In other words, when the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan was standing, you're not allowed to go and do a Shechting B'chutz or being Mala B'chutz. But he did it. What's the din? Chas the chi of kars. So the Gemara says Itmar. Three lines from the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amid Beis Hamala Ve'im Banki Zayis. What happens? A person is mala on the mizbeach, aver or the behema, but there's no kizayis involved. In other words, it's a very very small piece. However, the etzem mashlim le kizayis as part of that boser that you're putting on the mizbeach, there's sticking out from it an etzem. And that etzem is a bone. Now, bones normally do not have to go on the mizbeach. In fact, if in the Beis Mitbachayim, as they're doing the nisochim, it says by every korban, oila, v'nitach uisel and socheah, and you're cutting it up into slices, and you're going to put those slices on the mizbeach, if the atzamas fall out, then let them fall out. There's no need to go and put them on the mizbeach. It's the atzamos, and the tlofayim, and the karnayim, all of those parts of the body which are not edible whatsoever, there's no din of haktara. So, however, if the etzem is attached to it, then it's what we call chiburai oichlin or chiburai oilin, then you just leave it on. So even though these are not required to be put on the mizbeach, however, if they are attached to the basar, you just leave it. So we have a situation over here of you have the basar, which it in of itself is less than a shir kazayis. However, it's attached to an etzem, a bindle which does not need to go on the mizbeach, but if it's attached, leave it there. So it's mashlim al kazayis. So now I have a full kazayis of the basar and the etzem together. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayv, Mishlokish Amapot. Rabbi Yochanan Machayv, Chiburi Oilin Ki Oilin Dami. As long as it's mechover, it's considered to be one and the same as the basar. After all, if you cut into the slice and you put that slice on the mizbeach inside, what's that etzem doing there? If it's mechubar, you leave it, and you put it on the mizbeach together with the basar. So if you did that outside, you're chay. Why? Because if in fact that etzem falls out subsequently from the aver that was put on top of the mizbeach, it falls down, you have no chiv to go and put it back up, because it has no business to be there in the first place. If it was mechubar, then leave it. But once it becomes poikin me'al mizbeach, it falls off, no din of returning it, so it's not a bona fide oilin, therefore it's not mashlim kazayis, and you are potter from
karsh. Make no bones about it.
Make no bones about it. Excellent.
They didn't make chulent at the time.
No, they did not. Yeah. Okay, boy, Robert. So Robert now asks a similar but different shayla. Hamala roish ben yoina she'ein boy kizayis. The reason why we talk of ben yoina is because now we're talking about oifis, and by oifis, as you know, the Torah says the only types of oifis you can bring for a korban are toirim or ben yoina. So you have a single ben yoina which you're supposed to put on the mizbeach in the base of Mikdash because it was an oilas oif. If it would have been a chatas oif, no part goes on the mizbeach except for a drop of dam. But otherwise, it's kulei ne'achal. However, the oilas oif does go on the mizbeach. So now you have an oif, which was a ben yoina, which was very, very small. And we know it was small because the kohen used to hold it in one hand, others held it in two hands, but he did a malika, a klein shiga, little tobala. Tobala is a little turtle dove. Anyway, it of itself did not have a shir kazayis. So if you would put that on the mizbeach alone, you would not be over on the din of halo'a, because you don't have a shir kazayis. However, there's melach on it, because al kol karbon chatakriv melach. The Torah says that every carbon you had to go and put melach on. And the amount of melach that he put on was just enough to be mashlimay likazayis, the two together. Oh, wow. So now the question is, if the person were mala this Rosh Ben Yoina, which was less than a kazais, but he had the melech was mashlim the kazais. Now does he get a din of kares for being mala b'chutz? Omli rova mi parzakia l'Rav Ashi. Lav hayna pulik taider b'yochan reish lakish. L'choyre, isn't this the same machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? It's just like Rabbi Yochanan said, that you add the etzem to the basar, and it's mashlim l'kazayis, your chayiv. And Reish Lakish says you're mashlim l'kazayis with the etzem, you are still potter, because you have to have the real makoy, you have to have the real basar. So therefore, the choyre would be the same machlokes over here. Well, Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as you have that hashlama, you're okay in your chayiv. Well, according to Reish Lakish, I'm sorry?
You're okay.
You're okay for purposes of being over the din of our Lord's
Kodesh. You're okay.
Yes, in that respect. Yes, I understand what you mean. Thank you. On the other hand, what is Reish Lakish hold? Okay, they don't sleep. Okay, fine. Anyway, what is Reish Lakish hold? Just like Reish Lakish held that the Etzem is not Mashlim L'Kazayis, he holds that the Melach is not Mashlim L'Kazayis. And so you're not okay. But in terms of living in Mitzvah, you are okay, because Baruch Hashem, you know Chiyavkars. Okay, so L'Choyra, it's the same machlokes.
It doesn't matter that the bone is not compulsory and the soul is compulsory.
Great question.
Oh, beautiful. And what you're saying now is a teretz of the Gemara. Gevaldik. See? It's good that you're here to help us out.
It's good that the coffee kicked in.
Okay. That you've paved the way for the teretz. Anyway, so the Gemara says, no, it's not the identical machlokes. Tiboiler b'yoichan v'tiboiler ishlokesh. You could ask, say according to b'yoichanan, and say according to ishlokesh. Tiboiler b'yoichanan. I like Omar Rabbi Yochanan Husam El Etzem Demina De Basarhu. It's understandable why Rabbi Yochanan would say that the Etzem is Mashlim to the Kazayis, because after all, Etzem and Basar are from the same Mishpucha. It's from the same animal. The Etzem, in fact, the requirement is if it's still attached to the Basar, you put it on the Mizbeach. So it makes a lot of sense that it would be Mashlim. Av Melech De La Mina De Bar Yoinahu, after all, Melech is not a requirement. Even though you're required to put the melech on top of the ben yoina on any carbon, however, it's not the min of the carbon. The min of the carbon, of course, is the basar of this yoina, bar yoina. Masha enken, when you're talking about the melech, it's a different min. So maybe it's not mashlam. It's like a min, v'she'ena mina. It's not mashlam for your kazayis. So that's the shaila according to Rabbi Yochanan, and then Tiboy the Reish Lakish. I'd come here with Reish Lakish Hasam El Di Porish Mino Lav Mitzvah Lasuke. This is Ariel's point, because if and when that etzem falls off, leave it on the ground. If there's a spark on the fire of the Marocha, and as a result, some things fall off, the basar that falls off, you got to put back on. But if the atzamah is fall off, no mitzvah to put it back on. You can leave it down on the floor. So you see that these are two separate entities, and that's why Reish Lakish says they're not mashlim l'kazayis. Aval hachad yiporish mitzvah lasuke. What happens if, as he's taking the Rosh ben yoina, taking it up to Mizbeach to go and put it on, he put on salt, but unfortunately the salt fell off. Says Rashi, there's a mitzvah to put a new amount of salt on it, because the pasuk says v'loy sashbis. Melech bris elikecha mi'al minchasecha al kol karbon chatakriv melech.
It's
ma'akev. Loisashbis means do not withhold or cease from putting the melech on the carbon. If it falls off, you gotta put it on again. That's your point. It's a mitzvah. So therefore, even Reish Lakish might agree. Since it's a mitzvah to put it on, it's ki oilim dami, and you'd be chayiv because you have a full kezayis. V'ochni parish mitzvah asuki loy oidem aloishna takeu tishbi etatz. Okay, yes.
So we have a principle that, like the law of eating a whole berry of pachas and kezayis, is yuchi of malchus. Here, the Torah said, you mavdil the Rosh. So the Torah already gives the Rosh a chashivas as an entire item, an entire zach, as
correct.
It were.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we say that even without anything supplementing it, a Rosh being an entire entity is roi and has the chashivas to be, we're not talking to be offered on the Mizbeach on its own. It's already, the Torah already identifies it as. Because we removed the Rosh by ourselves, right?
Right.
So you put it on. So why isn't that the focus? Because just like eating a whole ant is Pachas Mikazayas, Makdir the Rosh, Pachas Mikazayas, doesn't matter. It's
usually,
Rosh.
Whenever we give that Svara in the Gemara, we say it's a Beryahu. Usually, Gemara has, as our good friend Ari would say, a biblical source for that. It's not just the logic involved.
Right.
It's a barrier, because nevertheless, it's still less than a kazayis. Why are you mechayiv?
Right.
If you have a pasuk for it. Here, they don't have any particular pasuk in mechayiv less than a kazayis.
But we have, the Torah says, we had in the parashas earlier, also, oh, if you take the you separate it, and you put it separately. So we do have a biblical source, as it were, scriptural source, because it's a I want to quote correctly.
Yeah, of course. Sorry for the incorrect.
Right.
Yes.
Because we're putting something that the Torah describes as an entire entity on the Mizbeach.
Absolutely. But we still don't know that for purposes of being Oyv the Isra and getting Kares, where the same halacha applies. We do know, look, that no matter how infinitesimal, how minimal the size of the Rosh, the Ben Yoina, if it's inside, you got to put it on. But we don't know what the shear is on the outside. And the outside, the Gemara considers it to be a minimum of a kezayis. Where do we take this kazayis from? We'll see Mitchum and the Amid Beis more about this as we delve into further Hilchos Halo. In the meantime, Rabbi Yossi Haglili Oimer. Now, to understand this, we should go back to the Mishnah just for a short second. Not a difficult shikul, but just to refresh our memory. Back on Kuf Vav Omid Aleph, in the first Mishnah of our new Perek, Hashreichem Amal B'chut, Chayv L'Shchit, Chayv L'Allah, Rabbi Yossi Haglili Oimer, Shochat Bifnim, the hella bachut, you have to add the word chayiv. Shochet bachut, the hella bachut, he's potter. What's the difference between the two cases? We're talking about the halo now. We're not talking about the shechita now. If the shechita took place bifnim, in other words, kosher, carbon, everything is fine. And instead of being malo on the bezbeach, a kohen decided to take it out of the azara and put it on outside, be makter it on a mizbeach, it's not a mizbeach, an altar, bachut, oh, then you zecher chayiv, because you took what was a gewaldige kosher carbon instead of doing what you're supposed to do in the Beis HaMikdash, you did it outside the Beis HaMikdash, so you're chayiv. However, when I'm zecher shachar bachut, this carbon was defective ab initio from the outset, because you shechted it outside, so the whole carbon was nothing.
No problem.
And now, hella bachut, and now you put it on top of the mizbeach. Potter, why you potter? You potter only in the halah part. We're not talking about on the shechita part. You chayiv shchutzei chutz because you shechted the carbon outside. But on the halah shchutzei you potter. Shlei hella ela dover pasul. He didn't put a kosher carbon on the mizbeach. He put a treifa carbon, a bad carbon. He was up there.
So why shouldn't you be chayiv for putting a fraudulent thing on a altar? Because you're not allowed to do any of that.
It's not right to bring inside. Once it's shechted outside, you can't now bring into the azara and put it on the mizbeach. So if it's not eligible to be brought on the mizbeach inside, you shouldn't be chayiv for bringing it outside. That's what you're
saying. So what's the point to make a mizbeach outside?
Someone.
It's a crime by itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the point of killing people? It's a big crime, but people do it, right? You're not allowed it.
No, right. No, I'm talking about the mizbeach. Why you'd...
He's not allowed it. I don't even know if this ever existed in history. Maybe everybody was very careful. They didn't go and build any alter egos outside of this position, therefore they never put it. But if there was a person that did it, it would be of Tzuris. Okay, and you're thinking about Tanakh, you have the bums. Okay. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so beginning back to the Mishnah. So therefore, the Yosef Glidi is distinguishing between whether the carbon was bad from the outset, in which respect that you shechted it outside. No, so it wasn't ro'oi l'havioi el toich beis amigdash l'panei oil mayit, therefore el b'chutz is potter. Shalhele Adav Apostle. Omer Leitzel the Chum said, with all due respect, Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Afshe Shoichel Mechnim, even if you shecht it inside, but if you mal bet chutz, as soon as you open the door of the Azor and you take it out, Kim Shoitzio is Psalai. So it's possible. So what's the difference between the two cases? In both cases, you're being mal bet chutz, a carbon which is possible. Uchoy, they have a good argument. Rabbi Yosi Haglili, however, in our Mishnah is speechless, meaning he does not respond to the argument. The Gemara now is going to say that Rabbi Yosi Haglili could have given two solid responses.
Okay.
And that's what our Gemara is asking.
So with their question, I would hypothesize that because you are, with your actions, by taking it out, posling something that was good mm-hmm. when you were inside. So the act of taking something out and posling something that's ra'oi, mm-hmm. you should be held accountable to some
for
extent.
Sure. We're going to put them in chayrim and we're not going to talk to them for the next 30 days.
Don't say taking a busser from the Zara does not give kares.
Yeah. There's no spiritual source for the punishment for exiting with a...
you passel the karm for sure.
Right. Right.
It does not cause... It doesn't rise to the level of kares.
Uh-huh.
Only you get beat out, that's all.
Okay, but anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Sezokti Gemara yet Heishiv Rebbe back on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Heishiv Rebbe Tachas Rebbe Yosef Glili. In other words, Rebbe as a substitute for Rebbe Yosef Glili is giving an answer on his behalf. What is the answer? Remember, what was the question? The question is: every single time you go and take a kosher carbon, you take it outside, it becomes possible. And if you put it on the altar outside, you're telling me you're chayiv on. Why? It's a possible carbon. Manishtana between whether you shechted it inside or you shechted it outside. By the time you put it on the Mizbeach, it's already a possible carbon. And for the Gemara, Ma'ala Sheikhid Befnim U'Ma'ala Bechutz Shehoisel Lesha'asa Koysher. Same with Sheikhid Bechutz U'Ma'ala Bechutz Shehoisel Lesha'asa Koysher. Difference is whether or not this carbon ever had a status or a standing of a kosher carbon. As long as at one time it had a status of a kosher carbon, fine, you can go and put it on the mizbech. However, if you're talking about something that never had the status of a kosher carbon, then you're talking like, why? So you're putting a chazer meat on the on your mizbech outside. You're putting elephant meat. It's a gornish. It's shtuyot. It's all nonsense. So getting back to our gemara, so mal shoych b'fnei mal b'chutz shoyisul shasa kosher. It had a shasa kosher throughout the shechita until he took this carbon out the door. It was a kosher carbon, gevaldik. Oh, the Torah says, you take a gevaldik, a good kosher carbon, and even though you passed it when it went outside, but it had a shasa kosher, you put it on the mizbeach outside, your altar outside, your chayiv on halos chutz. To b'sheichet chutz, if you're shechting something outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's like shechting a balmum, it's like shechting a non-kosher animal. It's not right for carbon at all. Since it had never had a shasa kosher, it never rose to the level of a kosher carbon that should be mala on the mizbeach chutz, and therefore you're totally potter. You're potter on the halua part. You're not potter on the shoychet part. If you're shechting a carbon outside, shchute chutz. But in the halua chutz, you're potter because vis-a-vis the bismigdash, it never had a shasa kosher, and therefore wasn't roi l'havioi el toich. Into the Bnei Oil Might. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two is very similar. Heishiv Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, Tachas Reb Yosef Glili, again as his backup. Ma'al Shoichet Befnim U'Ma'al B'chut She'kein Koidish Mekabloi. Toim B'Shoichet B'chut She'ein Koidish Mekabloi. What does he mean, Koidish Mekabloi, Ein Koidish Mekabloi? We've already had this concept earlier on in our Masechta, and that was the Gabi, the Halacha of what happens if you're mala on the mizbeach something which is a non-kosher carbon? A non-kosher carbon on the mizbeach. Do you leave it there or do you take it off? And the Mishnah distinguished between those karbonis where psulei b'kodesh or that the psul was even before you came into the kodesh. What do you mean it was possible even before you came into the kodesh? Before you came to the kodesh, the heman l'moshe was a balmum. Or the Mishnah said it was an esnan zoyna, or it was a mechir kelev. It was something that you can't even think about for purposes on the mizbeach. It's totally possible. That being the case, if you were to go and bring in the marshal that balmum, and the kohen didn't realize it was balmum, and he allowed it to be geshachten, and then afterwards they put it on the mizbeach, and then they discover, oy oy oy, we just realized that it was missing this or missing that, and it was a posel even before it came to the Beis HaMikdash. Take it down. Imola yered. Don't leave it on the mizbech. However, if it was a kosher carbon and it only developed a problem in the azara, how did it develop a problem in the azara? It became tameh. You took it out the yotze and you brought it back in. Whatever the situation was, it was originally kosher and then subsequently it became posel. Oh, imola lo yered. So you see that there is this inyan of that, whether the kodesh is makabloi or not. It's Zokti Yimar. Shoichet befnim umale b'chut. Shekein kodesh makabloi. What happens if after he took the carbon outside, he quickly ran back inside, realizing, What a fool. You got to be malo b'fnim, not malo b'chutz. So now became posel b'yoytze. But if you put it now on the mizbeach b'fnim, kodesh mekabloi, because it was psuloi b'kodesh. Im ola lo yered. Ah, so therefore it's ro'oi to be brought inside, at least b'dievet. Toyim b'shoichi b'chutz, shein kodesh mekabloi, if you shecht it outside, and now you come into the kohen, and the kohen says, what do you have in your hands? What do you want? Oh, you see, I have a beautiful carbon. I'd like to go and bring it on top of the mizbeach. And mister, where did you shecht it? I shecht it outside. If you shecht it outside, stay outside. Don't bring it into the Beit HaMikdash. This is gunished. It's not a kosher carbon. Ah, so you couldn't put it inside. So you don't have the what's the lotion of the pasuk? Vel Pesach oil moed lehevia lehakrav karm Hashem. You couldn't bring it in Pesach oil moed lehakrav karm Hashem because it's already possible from before. So therefore, since ain't a kodesh makabloi b'fnim, if you put it outside on an altar, you're going to be potter. Now these two tamim seem very, very similar. So Rabbi Yehuda my benai, what's the nafkimina? What happens if you have a shochet in the Beis HaMikdash who shechted a korban at night? Are you allowed to shecht a korban at night? No, it's totally possible. However, it's not possible from outside the Beis HaMikdash. It was psulei b'koyedish by shechting it that night. If people would have had a little bit of savlanut, a little bit of patience, they would have shechted it the next morning. But they shechted it at night. But it's a psulei b'koyedish situation. Ah, so therefore, what's the nafkimina now between the two pshatim? According to the first pshat, it had to have a shasa kosher. This never had a shasa kosher, because from the outset, when you shechted it, it was already posel then. So therefore, it's not roi l'havioi el toy chabayis al p'nei oil mayid. Therefore, you're going to be potter for halos chutz. Mash enken is according to the second mandiyamah, that the ikr is not at what point it became no good. The question is, psula b'koydish, ain't psula b'koydish. In our situation, it was psula b'koydish, because outside the Beis HaMikdash, it was a great carbon. It wasn't a Baal Mum, it wasn't an Eslam Zayin, it wasn't a Mechikel. So you went, it only became possible by Kodesh when you shechted it in at night in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's no different than it had to become Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, had it become it became a Pigul in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever, or in the possible B'yoytze, any type of soul in the Beis HaMikdash.
You are allowed to shecht it,
no? You're not allowed to. Chulila. The person did something, okay. He did criminal. He deserves to be put in jail at least for 10 minutes for what he did. Okay, yeah. So that was one teretz. Another teretz is Rabba's teretz, which is very similar. Rabba Omar, Kabbalah b'kli chol, ikka b'nayu. The Kabbalah Saddam, if it was in a kli chol, as we know, it has to be put into a mizrak, which of course is from the Kalim Kedoshim in the Beit HaMikdash, a kli shares. But he didn't. He put in the kli chol. And then afterwards he did a zrika saddam. Ah, so now, as soon as you put the blood into the klichol, that means that's the end of this carbon. You're not going to be able to be matter the carbon by doing this rika against the walls in the mizbeach or on top of the mizbeach if it happens to be a chatos. Why can't you? Because this blood is all disqualified blood. No longer competent, so to speak. Ah, so therefore, nochemol. According to the first man, the yom that said it has to have a shasa koicher, this carbon from the very outset at the time of the shechita, which is the same time as the kabbalah sakli, because if these are happening simultaneously, no, from that first moment there was never a kosher carbon. So therefore, if you're malah b'chutz, you're going to go and be pot. Mash enke, and according to the second man, the yom that's al psula b'koidish, the psul happened in the koidish. The psul was not pre-existing before you came into the azara. It happened in the Azar. So this is like the Shechitas Laila situation. So it's Roy B'dieva to go and put on. You're now allowed to put a Lechatchil on the Mizbeach. But if you were to go and put the Basar on the Mizbeach, Im Allah lo yered. Yes.
So that's the case if they later found out the Kli was not, and Kli they shores. Put it on, they don't take it off.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly right. So that's why, since B'dieva, it's Roy to be put on Pnei Yol Moyer on top of the Mizbeach, B'dieva. So if you did it Bachut, you would be Chayiv on Halos. Okay, now we continue on to the next case. The Tomei She'ochel Ben Kodesh. Now this is, remember, the same discussion between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbanim. What was the same discussion? Is there a difference between a Tomei She'ochel Es HaTomei or Tomei She'ochel Es HaTohar? Remember, if a person is Tomei Tumas Aguf, the Kohen became Tomei, how did he become Tomei? Touched an aveli, touched a dead cheretz, he was a Baal Keri, whatever it was, he was a tummy dicker guy. And what did he do? He went and he ate kodshim betuma. Oy, oy, oy. Again, he gets kares. That's what it says in the Torah. Now the question is, what happens if the korban that he ate from the kodshim was already tummy? How did it become tummy? Because it touched a nevela or a dead cherit or whatever. So it's tummy. That being the case, a tummy she'ochel is a tummy, does he also get kares? In our Mishnah, we had a machlokes. Tanakama said, tummy she'ochel ben kodesh tummy ben kodesh tor is chayev. Basically, he said, no. Tummy she'ochel is a tor is chayev. But tummy she'ochel tummy is potter. Actually, ochel el dover tummy. He didn't infuse it with any more tummy than it had already. It was already tummy. So the fact that a tummy person ate a dover tummy, says Rabbi Yosef Levi, is goodish. Oh, Amr Leisa, now the Chacham said back again, it's like the same discussion before, how did, as soon as this tummy takes the piece of kodshim in hand, this kodshim until now was kodish kodoshim tohar shebetahara givaldik, but as soon as he takes it in his hand, or he puts it on his fork and he puts it in his mouth, guess what? It's going to become tummy even if he put it before he puts it into his mouth. So then he's going to be a tummy she'ochel satame. So every tummy she'ochel is a tohar is really a tummy she'ochel satame. Because there's no way around it. I mean, you have to put it into your mouth. We spoke about, when we learned the Mishnah the other day, what happens if a person fed it into down into him. In other words, he didn't touch it. He said, Yankel, I am to be tummy, but I want to eat this kodshim. Do me a favor. You stick it down my throat so that I shouldn't be over any issur. We can give ukimtis like that when we're explaining a Mishnah or a Braisa. But according to what we're saying now, that would be the only ukimta say the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, in the Pasuk. The only time a tamei she'ochel sator would be chayiv kares, if he can go and ask Yankel or Beryl to help him out and push the food down his esophagus. It's unlikely that that's what the Torah is referring to. So therefore, we're presumably referring to that he himself took the piece.
How about if it's a bird? You touch a bird, the bird...
If you touch a bird, if a person is tummy and he touches a bird, it becomes tummy. What you are thinking about is nevelas oiftohar, that it doesn't have its own inherent tumma, even if it dies, legabe maga umasa. And somebody probably, Shelley said maga has something to do with Washington. We won't go into that story again. But we are talking about that.
Came out twice in the other day.
I'm sure, exactly. Anyway.
Rabbeinu, if you touch a nevela, you become tummy?
Yes.
A bird.
Not a bird. You have to eat the bird.
So, right. If you've ever been in the supermarkets, they have a sign there in the meat department that these are the kosher meats and these are non-kosher meats. What happens if you were to take a piece of roast beef, which says on it, certified by all rabbinical authorities as being totally treif and nevela, and it was more than a kazayas, and you held it, and you felt it, and you picked it up, and you put it down, you become tomei for touching a nevela. On the other hand, if you took a Purdue chicken and you took it in your hands and you threw it up in the air and then you kissed it and hugged it, you are not tummy. When do you become tummy? If you now go and take a slice and then a base, you know the story, of course. Good. So then you become tummy. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah is talking about a tummy she'ochel es ha-tummy. We're talking about flesh of a basa behema, not talking about oifis, and the person were to go and eat that, he happens to be tummy, and the basa is tummy, so to be clear, clearly, you're potter, because you didn't go and infuse kodshim with tumma, it was tummy already from before. And the chum said, what are you talking about? Every time a tummy she'ochel zatar, the tar becomes tummy by the time you put it into your mouth. It's always a tummy she'ochel zatar. That was the discussion in the Mishnah, and once again, Rabbi Yosef Glili did not respond. Getting back to our Gemara now, Shapik Amli Rabban al Rabbi Yosef Glili, they have a good point. Amar Rava, no. Kol Heicha de Nitma Tumas Aguf. Yakach Nitma Bosa, de Kol Yamli Pligi de Chayv. She came Tumas Aguf, Bikoris. Keep a Ligi Gish Nitma Bosa, Yakach Nitma Haguf. Rashi says that the point that Rav is trying to make is, we have that famous rule of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Once you have a pre-existing Isser, you can't superimpose on it another Isser, unless you have exceptions. Among the exceptions is what we call an Isser Kolel. We'll talk about that in another moment. It has nothing to do with learning in the kol or davening the kol. This is what we call the gabi isra chal isra and isra kol. What did that mean under our circumstances? We'll see in another moment. So Amara, kol heicha de nitma tumas haguf. Tumas haguf means that the koyin or the person who ate from the kachim, he was tummy first. He had priority, so to speak, in line in terms of when the tumah hit. So he had his tumah seguf, means the gavra became tummy first. And only subsequently was the basa. At the time that the gavra became tummy, the basa was still beautiful, givaldig, it was tahar. Only a minute later, 5 minutes later, whenever, it became tummy. Then he certainly chayiv, she came tumah seguf pikares, because tumah seguf pikares is a much more chomer dikke iser. And that chomer dikke iser was number one. The other iser only happened later on. So that is going to be the preeminent, dominating iser. He gets kars. Keep leaving with the machlokes is kishen nitma basar, bishen nitma basar. The yakak nitma haguf. The basar already became tummy. It was on the tummy table. Everybody knew that's slated for being thrown into the base of Deshen in the Azorah to go and burn it because it became tummy. And only subsequent to that did the kohen himself become tummy. Oh, since we have that svara of ein iser chal al iser, so then according to that, Rabbi Yossi Glili should hold that you are potter. And then, in fact, that's what Rabbi Yossi Glili holds, that if it was pre-existing tumah, and therefore when the kohen wants to go and eat from it, you can't eat from it because it's tummy. It's not; it doesn't rise to the level of an iser kares, because of a person who's tohoyer and eats from a kachim that became tamei, there's an iser lav, but there's no iser kares involved. So, kishenitma basa, when the tumas basa hit first, viyaka nitma guf, and now he becomes tamei tumas guf. Rabbanan savri, amrinan migui. What is the migui? Rashi says the migui is this din of the iser koilo. What's the iser koilo? That this individual, this koyin, that has now become tamei, it's not only that he's tummy vis-a-vis that piece of kachim that has already become tummy, he's now disqualified from eating any kachim. And for that matter, he's disqualified from even standing in the Azara Aros, because he has tumas aguf. Oh. So therefore, this new tumah that's happened to him is not a tumah which is limited to the pre-existing tumas basar, but now it's kolel many other pieces of kachim that he's now osa to go and eat. Ah, and it's a koil is chal. Migui that it's chal on all the other kosher, tohar, dika, pieces of kachim throughout the base of Migdish. So he's not allowed to eat from any of them because now he is tameh. Migui that it's chal on them. Isra koil tells you that it's also chal on that piece of meat that was already tameh from before. Rabbi Yosef Glili Savar, lo yamir migui. I don't hold of this din of Isra koil. And since I don't hold of Isra koil, his taka becomes osur to everything else. Mazel tov. But the one that is a pre-existing iser still ain't iser chal iser, and he doesn't hold the svara of this migui that he's osur on everything else. He also becomes re-infused and osur on this piece that was pre-existing tamei. Frekti Gemara, v'Reb Yosef Nehid the migui amrinan. I understand if you were to go and tell me that both isurim are on the same level, meaning that when a tamidik person eats from kachim, or a tardik person eats from kachim that became tamei, if you would tell me that they're the exact same level of chumrah in terms of the onesh, I would say, I hear you basically. Since this one already has pre-existing tumah, this piece of basar, even though there's this iser koil that affects all the other tardik kachim in the azara, but it doesn't have anything to do with this piece of meat which is already tamei. He now becomes tamei, it's tamei, so they're both tamei. Matzaminis minai, as you said earlier. However, here we're talking about that his tumah seguf is much more chamor than the tumah of that basar. Because when he is tumah seguf and he eats kachim, there's a din of kares. Mashenkin, a tohar that eats a piece of kachim, which is tameh, is only over an iser lav. Being that's the case, says him, Rabbi Yosef, he the migul yamrin. Fine, he doesn't hold an iser kolel if the isurim are on the same level. But here the tumah seguf de chamira teise. Here need a migul leamrin of a teise tumah seguf de chamira. Since the tumah seguf is so much more chomer that it's mechayiv and oinish of kares, so even if he holds by a regular iser koilel, It's not chav. But isakol, which is chomor, avad, it should be chav. V'tochol al tumas basar. Why don't you go and say that it is chal after all? Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I don't know where you're coming from. Amar Ravashi, mimay de tumas aguf chamura, dama tumas basar chamura. Well, you're telling me that the Isser of Tumas Aguf is more chomor than Tumas Basar. In one respect, you're absolutely right. What is that respect? That if a person, a kohen, who's tame, and eats from kachim toirim at the very least, what would be the din? He gets kareis. That's much more chomor than a person who happens to be tohar and eats kachim, which are tame. I agree with you. But there's also a chomor on the other side. What's the other side? Tumas Aguf is only transitory. It's only temporary. The person became Tomei that morning. He goes to the mikveh. He's already a Tful Yoyim. Wait another few hours and it's all over. And Baruch Hashem, he's Tor again. But when the Tumas Basar hits, it remains Tomei forever. It's permanent. No way of being Matar in the mikveh. I hope that if you've ever gone to a Kela mikveh, you never saw a person put food into the mikveh. I hope there may be, you know, strange people around. But anybody that knows anything knows that when you have a tumah in oichlin u'mashkin, mashkin sometimes al tashoka, but not al tvila. So certainly when you're talking about a solid, there's no such thing as toivling it and making it tar again. So in that respect, the tumah's basar is even more chomor than the tumah's aguf. That's why you don't go and say that Rabbi Yossi should agree, Rabbi Yossi Aglili should agree that the tumah's aguf is mochomor, it should be chal because of the isr kola, which is mochomor. In fact, it's not mochomor. It could be viewed as being more chal. With this, we conclude that, and we start a brand new Mishnah of the Mishnah. We have the din of Shchut Echut, and we have the din of Halo'as Chut. But they're not both the same in the details. In the general picture, they're both the same. You're taking a carbon, instead of doing something inside the Beis HaMikdash, you're doing it outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're doing a Shchita, you're doing a Halo'ah. Either of the two is Mechayev you and Isser Karis. But there are differences in the details. Like the Mishnah says, there are chumras that apply to shchita, which don't apply to aliyah, and faket. I'm shechting a carbon, but I have in mind to go and feed this carbon lehedjet for myself or for my friend or whatever. It makes no difference. The Torah says if you shecht a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayv. However, what happens if he's mal lehedjet? Mala means he's putting on the mizbech. Now, obviously, putting on the mizbech, you're not feeding it to a hedget. So what does it mean, mala hedget? Says Rashi, means that you're doing it because you're having in mind an individual who you think is so godly that you're being oyved avodah zarah to that individual. Those people that think that Trump is God, I know at least one person that thinks that he's God. Yeah. At least one person thinks so. So if you go and shech the carbon, and now you're mala this carbon, l'shem Trump, al tavoyde zara, you're a potter. Rashi says, you're chai mishem avoyde zara, because avoyde zara doesn't only apply to when you bow down to a statue, a getchka, an elilim, or a pesel, even a person. That's the masim at Mordechai and Haman, you let it go bow down to him, make him a god. Didn't he make him? I'm sorry?
A pesel is bustle.
Beautiful. Anyway, so he went and he was mala a carbon lehedjet, having in mind that Trump or whoever, Bill Jones, whatever, happens to be a god. He is potter on halos chutz. He's chayv on avodah zarah, but he's potter on halos chutz. Why is there an afkimina between shchita lehedjet and mala lehedjet? We'll see mentioned in the Gemara shortly. It's all based on sukkah. So that's the chumra of shchita lehedjet your chayv karis and not by halah. What happens? Forget. What happens if you have two people who are shechting together? They are taking the sakim back and forth together over the throat of the animal outside the Beis HaMikdash. Turim. They're both potter from the din of Shchut Echutz. However, what happens if you have a heavy aver, or even if it's not so heavy, but they want to go and be malit b'chutz on top of that ego, that, not the ego, some of the altar, which is outside, that's your fault.
It's an alter ego. It's
exactly. The altar, which is outside the Beis HaMikdash, and they heave it together on top of that altar, what's it in? Chayovin. So here, Shtaim Sh'asu is Peturim by Shechita, Shtaim Sh'asu by Halah, Yerchai. Again, why? We'll see mentioning more shortly. It's right. All based on
psukim. I have a question, Rabbeinu.
You're entitled to two questions.
You are allowed to shochtim to shacht one animal?
There's no isser involved. As long as they did a good job, it should be okay.
But we're talking about to make one shchita for one animal. I don't understand. How is that going to happen? Is that kosher?
Let me tell you, if I shechted the animal, it would definitely be an avela or trefa, because I never learned hilchos shechita.
Right.
If you have a shochet who is a mumchen, he knows what he's doing, then it's kosher.
Right.
I don't know of a problem. Mitch, we're going to get to Masechtas Chulin. We're going to deal with issues of that nature. To my mind, I believe if two shochtim did it nicely together, smoothly, and they didn't mess up in any respect, to my knowledge, it's all okay, and it's a kosher. But here we're not talking about whether it's kosher.
But three's a crowd.
Exactly. But here we're not talking about whether it's kosher. We're talking about the over on the Isra of Shchut. Chut says, Amishnah, your potter. Why? We'll see a pasuk momentarily. However, if two were malabachut simultaneously, they're chayav. Good. We finish now this first half of the Mishnah. Chumra b'shchita, chumra bali. Nu halacha. Hella. Chazavehella. Chayiv al kol aliyah divir Reb Shimon. What is this hella chos v'hella? Zok Rashi, you have a big behema, and the behema had a whole bunch of pieces, like the by carbon oil of nita choysel and tzachah. So you first put on one, and then you put on the other, and you put on the other, and you're talking about it's not behella mechad, because behella mechad, of course, you'd only be chayiv one carbon chattis. We're not talking about getting the Isser Koris over here, because you can't go and be chayiv I'll call Aliyah Aliyah, another chorus. A person can only get chorus once, he can't get chorus five times. So we're talking about that it was out the Karim Chattas Shaboy. When do you have to bring a Karim Chattas? If it's all the Hela Mechad, of course, you'd only have to bring one. Here we're talking that in between every one of putting these Evarim, we talk, hey, Yanko, what are you doing? You're being over on Halos Chattas. I didn't know. I'm so sorry. And he cried for the next half hour, and after that, he forgot. And he put on another one, and he put another one. So what's the din? Chayiv called aliyah v'aliyah. Every time you put another one on the mizbeach, you're chayiv on each, not aliyah by the Torah, aliyah the halah on this alter ego outside. You're only chayiv one altogether for all the four or five times that you amalad the evar. What's the machloikis between Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi, Met Shem on the Amid Beis? We're going to have four different ways of interpreting their machloikis. Stay tuned for very exciting learning on the Amid Beis. Finally, the Mishnah ends off with one more shtikala. We keep on talking about an altar outside. It says the Tanakama, V'nechayiv atshiyah l'roish ha-mizbeach. Rashi adds, a mizbeach that was built l'shem kach, l'shma. I want to do halos chutz, and therefore I know to be mal, I have to have a mizbeach. I know what the mizbeach looks like inside, I'm going to make a mizbeach outside. Same dimensions or not, makes no difference. He built a constructed mizbeach outside, and he put it, then you're chayiv and halos chutz. Reb Shimon Oyman, no, I feel the halal asela. Oyala Evan, you go here into Riverside Park, and you see sometimes these large boulders, which are sticking out of the ground, and this would make a perfect altar. The alter ego for a regular altar. And he's malal esel eleven. It's also chayiv. You don't have to have lishma, a special construction of mizbeach. Anytime that he puts it on top of esel and even a mound of earth, which is sticking out from the ground, he puts it on top of that. You're also chayiv on halos chutz. What's the base of the machlokes? Me'achim psukim, as we'll see on the Amud base. Good. Now we start again from the beginning of the Mishnah. And we said that there's a difference, that there's a chumra b'shchita of aliyah and aliyah over shchita. Now what was the chumra of shchita? Chum b'shchita sheichet lehedjoit is chayiv, ma'ala lehedjoit is potter. Talk to my ma'ishno ha'ma'ala lehedjoit is potter. Tichsiv, because it says in the pasuk la'hashem. Now what does it say la'hashem? You have that in pasuk number one. Oh, if you do the halal Lashem, then you're chayiv kareis. In this case, however, he was not mal Lashem, he was mal lehejah. Therefore, he's potter. That same word Lashem is b'shchita. That's pasuk number two. Oh, so if you have in mind Lashem, you have shchuti chutz. However, he didn't shecht the Lashem. He shechted it to go and give to Yankel, to Beryl, to go and eat from this carbon. So, l'choira, manishtan, here it says Lashem, here it says Lashem. Evdi marshani hosan di omakro, ish, ish. By shechita, it says ish, ish. So what does that mean? It says Rashi, ish, l'havi ish, shechot, sheshochat, the ish. What do you have to have the double lashon ish to go and tell you? That if Yankel shechted a carbon for barrel, to give barrel to eat, you're also chayiv. That's the ish. Oh, so it tells you lehedjit, you're chayiv. Frey timora, kabi Allah namiksif, ish. There too by Allah, same lashon. Valeim toimar ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yala, oyla izavach. So you have also ish. So say the same thing. One ish is being malait, lishayim, that other ish, who is a god, say the same thing. After the Gemara, mi boile lishnayim. This ish by halo, I need for a different halacha. Which one? The second halacha of our Mishnah. Shehelu be aver, that if the two of them picked up the aver of the carbon and threw it on the mizbeach, together, it's chayov. That's the ish, the two working in tandem, in unison. Freitimori hachi haganami be boile. So why don't you say the same thing gabi shchita? Lishnayim she'achse besakin v'shachtu she'chayov. Same thing, ish, they're working, doing it together. Says, well, no, there's a p'tur. It cannot be that the ish is coming to tell you that they both shechted simultaneously with the same sakin. Why? Shani hosam yom ha'krokos, it says in the pasuk, hahu. Where does it say hahu? Well, pesach oy moy lehevi oy lehakv karam lashem, v'nirchas ish hahu mikerev amoy. What do you mean, ish hahu? Didn't you tell me that two people are shechting together? I'll tell you, if you had two people shechting together, you'd be potter, because you're only chayiv on ishahu, echad v'loy shnai. Freitimor, ihochi gabi Allah nami hoksevahu. But you have the same thing. First pasuk over here, v'pesach ha'meid l'vienu, v'nechase ishahu. Everything is exactly the same. The Lashem is the same. The hahu is the same. The ish is the same. How are you distinguishing? Everything more, that hahu, we boil it to go and tell you a different thing. The mute shoygig onus umute. When is there a din of kares? If the person did it intentionally, if he did it by accident, if he did it unintentionally, he didn't know the halacha. Mute, says Rashi, means that other people taught him that this is okay and it's fine. He had a social liberal teaching the halacha. It's fine. That's what the ahu comes to exclude. Where do you see in the ahu this exclusion? Rashi says ahu means bahaviyasa yehe. Bahaviyasa means that he has all of his faculties. He knew exactly what he was doing. Then he gets a din of cars. Why don't you say the same thing regarding the shechita, that that's what the hahu comes to exclude. You're only chayv if you did it b'meizid, but not b'onu b'shoyu muta. Says the Gemara, treya huksivi. There you have two hahus. Ah, so this is the first major distinction between the shechita and the halah. Where do you have the two hahus? If you look in the pasuk number one, Vel Pesach Oil Moid Lehevioi, Lehakrev Karban Lashem, Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, Dom Yechoshev Leishahu, Dom Shofach, Venechas Leishahu. I have two Hahus. Mashenkin, when you're talking about the Halah, you only have one Hahu, the Nechas Leishahu. Where is that pasuk Legabi Halah? If you go back to the first pet, to the Omer Aleph, number one, Vel Pesach Oil Moid Lehevienu, Lasis Oisei Lashem, the Nechrasa Hishahu, you don't have two Hahus, you only have one Hahu. Ah, so therefore says the Gemara. The one Hahu goes to tell you, the Gabi Halo'a Lim'ute Shoigig Onus Umota. Ah, so therefore I don't have the exclusion to go and tell you, the Gabi, the case of the Hedget. Or not the Hedget, when you have the two which are Mala, the thing together at one time. You're chayiv when the two are mauled together. Ah, it says ahud. They're ahuds for fayena, for the shogi onus umutte halacha. Masha'in kain, why don't you say when two are shechting together, the ahu is also for the onus shogi umutte? You're right. One ahu comes for that purpose. But since I have a second ahu comes to tell you that if you have two people shechting together, you're potter, because they're not, and it's an echad v'lishnayim, you only chayiv one person, not two people doing it together. Okay, so, Baruch Hashem, now we know the difference between the din of halah and the din of shechita. But creates freitimor, but lahashem lomali. What did we do with lahashem according to by the case of the shechita? If you did shechut echut, we said that if you do it one for the other, lehedyot you're chayv, because ish for another ish. But what do we do with lahashem? Shteitach lahashem, you're not doing it lahashem. You're doing it l'shem that other ish. And freitimor lomali the hoitzi sara mishtalech. Sar Mishlech, as you know, on Yom Kippur, besides the Sar Lashem, you have the Sar Mishlech that goes La'azazel. What happens if instead of saying La'azazel, somebody shechted it, Ba'chutz, you'd be potter. Ishkut Echutz, he's doing a carbon. my good friend, since the Sura Mishalech is not roi lahavioi el penei oil moyed, Pesach oil moyed, each time the Pasuk always says, del Pesach oil moyed lehavioi, or el Pesach oil moyed lehavianu, whether you're talking about law or the Shechita, is not roi to be Pesach oil moyed, because it's in fact just the opposite. Don't put in the oil moyed, send it out lazaza. Somebody were to go and shech this b'chutz, he's not over on Shechutichut. Right, yes.
So we have this pasuk. We always have Hashem, and it seems like it's being explained. Pesach moed lo yivi lahakiv korban laHashem. And we're saying is that when it says lahakiv korban laHashem, it's to that's like one phrase lahakiv korban laHashem.
That's right.
So we're saying that if you are makriv outside laHashem, that's shkutechutz.
Absolutely.
So, but yet it feels like the pasuk is being understood v'el Pesach moed lo heviu, and then it's the outside is LaHashem. But if you read the pasuk pshat a Pesach moed lo heviu l'hakiv korban LaHashem, it's one phrase.
Very good.
We're using LaHashem as a definition of the crime, not as a definition of
Korban.
of what is being rejected. It seems like that's.
I'll tell you why. Because the word LaHashem is Ibrik in the Pasuk. For Pesach Oil Moed LaHevi'oi LaHakrev Karbon Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. What do I need the extra like? Now come here. Every carbon that you bring in the Mishkan Hashem is LaHashem automatically.
I see.
Ibrik, so we learn it for the two.
So Halos LaHashem Bachutz is the crime of Halos Chutz.
Very good.
Okay.
Choyim Abalot, Toner Rabban. Ish Ish. Now we go back again to this Ish Ish business.
The
ish Ish.
Is the problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because,
yeah, exactly. You have to stay b'fnim. Close to Hashem Yisbarach, not go b'chutz. Okay, turn this to Tosh. Don't know about ish ish. Matam leimi. What does the ish ish come to tell you? The gabi halaa. The rami shneim she'ochlem eiv behelu she'chay oven. Took the two together. You threw it up. You're chay. She'ochel. I would have thought v'alidinu. I can make a kal v'chayimah that you should be pot. Umashoyichid lehedjoy she'chay. We just finished saying that if you shech, Reuven shechs for Shimon, Yankel for Beru. You're chayiv. What is the reason why you're chayiv? Because it's ish ish. Nevertheless, shneim she'ochzim besakim v'shachtu upturim because of the tour of the hahu. So therefore, if two were besakim, they potter. Zamal lehedjut shepotter. The case of the mal lehedjut, which we already established, is potter. Why? Because it says Lashem. And it didn't just shneim she'ochzim b'turim. I would think for sure two that ochzim be'aver and they threw it up, they should be potter. A kal v'chaymer from the case of shchut of shchita. Tamaloyim ish ish. That ish-ish comes to tell you, know that the two ishim work hand in hand, literally, to pick up the aver and to throw it onto the mizbeach. You're chayiv divribshim. Rabbi Yosi Omer, hahu echad v'lo shnai. No, no, one and not two. Imkei ma tamaloyim ish ish. The hahu, same hahu that we had before. Nechad ish hahu echad v'lo shnai. So why did it say ish ish? The Torah was just speaking like people speak. In other words, it wasn't so many. This is not a frequent teretz of the Gemara. Yes, when the Gemara feels that they have no other eitzah, they say, oh, ish ish, divatoy kalosh mani yadam. I have no choice. Reb Shimon, hayahu mi boile, lemute shoygeik onus muta. He said, no, I use the hahu, like we said before, to exclude the shoygeik onus muta.
It's the first time to cry, as it were.
Okay, fine. Has to be of Yossi, he has to be with all of his faculties. Reb Yossi, mi hu, hahu. Yossi says, I can learn hu, hahu. In other words, it could have just said hu. Nichas ish hu. Why do you say hahu? The extra hey. Reb Shimon hu hahu leidorish. He said, no, that's ulta if you will tibetorik leshonot. That's how you speak. You don't say nichas ish hu. You say ish hahu. So therefore, the extra hey has no particular drush. Okay. Reb Yosi midahai ish ish tibetorik leshon the other hahu ish ish nami tibetorik leshon the other. Why don't you say that in each case? Just like by the halo, you're saying ish ish. So say the gabe the ish ish also by shchita it's kolashim neyadam. But la shoychil lehedjut minole dechayiv. How do we know that it shoychil lehedjut that was based on the ish ish? But you're telling me ish ish to be talking kolashim neyadam. Just like by halo you say that. Say that by shchita as well. Tomorrow nafkalei mi dam yechoshim ishahu dam shafach va'fila shoychil the ish. Now we're saying dam yechoshim lo ish. Of course, pashib shal ish means that individual who did the Shechita Bachot, and that is deemed to be that he's shedding blood. Not shedding blood of a person, but shedding blood of this carbon. However, the Gemara now is learning the word Yechoshim means he's having Machshava Le'ish. The person is shechting, and he's shechting because I want to go and feed Beryl and give him part of this carbon. So that's the ish lo ish, that's a, even if you hold that ish ish is different, but since he's shechting lehad yoit, yechoshim leishahu, that's already enough to be mechayi ba'ai shechita. However, you don't have such a pasuk b'halah, and therefore by law, you would still be chayiv, but over here, you would be, I'm sorry, by hedjit shechita you're chayiv, by law you're potter, because you don't have that dom yechoshim leishahu phraseology like you have by the shechita. And now we come to the exciting Gemara. Not that the rest of the Gemara was not exciting, but here we're going to talk about what it says in the Mishnah, Hela b'chaz v'hela b'chaz v'hela, Yechayiv al kol achas v'yachas divi Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi Oimei only chayiv once altogether. Chayiv al achas. What's the svar of the machloikis? We're going to have four approaches. We start off, Omri Shlokish. Machloikis bedalid v'hei eivorim. You're talking about an animal that had 4, 5, 10, whatever number of eivorim, and you mal each eivor separately. There's the machlokes. Tamar sovi kiksev lasois oisoi ala shalom uchayiv v'nechayiv al ha-choser akol behayim uksev. In other words, if you remember yesterday we had in the Gemara two drushes to go and tell you that you only chayiv on sholem and not on choser. What were those two drushes? The first drusha was from lasois oisoi. Where do you have that lasois oisoi? In our Gemara, it's number two. I'm looking in number two. There's no lasis oisai in number two over here. So it seems like they have miss.
We still need that refund for the Torah Shalom.
Yeah, so we can now get even a bigger refund. Okay. If you go to number one of yesterday's Gemara, Del Pesach Oil Moyed Levienu Lasis Oisai Lashem. Number one on Kifchas Amiralf. On our Umiralf. Del Pesach Oil Moyed Levienu. This is by Halo'ah. Lasois oisoi la Hashem nechaz ishahu miyamav. More hold to the word oisoi is unnecessary. The pesach al moed leviyenu lasois la Hashem was oisoi. We're talking about the carbon. We're not talking about something strange. It was oisoi. So what do you need oisoi for? Oisoi means it has to be a dove sholem. So you only chayiv on a dove sholem. You're not chayiv on a choser. What is the sholem that we mean? Says the Gemara, Marsova. Marsova means the second Mandiyomer in our Mishnah, which was Rabbi Yosi, that Sholem and not Choser is referring to Akol Behemaksiv, on the entire Behemah. And so therefore, if you were to go and put on one Aver, and you put on a second Aver, and you put a third Aver on, says Rabbi Yosi, you still haven't put the Dover Sholem yet. You've only put one Aver, two Aver. When are you going to be Chayiv? When you put all the Averim, and now you have the entire carbon. That's the lashon. Go back to the lashon of the Mishnah, back of the Omer Aleph. We had Chos v'hela, Chos v'hela, Chayiv al kol aliyah v'aliyah on each halah. So if you're in a Chayiv al achas, when you have the whole carbon together, then you're going to be Chayiv. But each individual aver your pot. So yeah, Machleb b'dal v'yavarim d'mar savikik siv laso yisoy se'al shalom v'chayiv in a Chayiv al choser. What is that referring to? A kol behemah. You put the whole behemah. Then you're chayiv, and you're going to be chayiv one time because you now did the whole sholem. Until now, it was all chaser. I'm sorry.
There's a small difference. If you fill the whole carbon for the whole animal, that's one thing. You do, parts. Even if you put all the parts together, it's not going to equal the whole. Because in taking it apart, you've already lost some.
What you're saying is correct. However, by we're talking about a carbon oiler over here, Lamarshal, and by carbon oiler, the Torah says that the hifshit oisa, you have to go and flay it, removing the skin, and you cut it up into pieces, slices. And then you take each one of those pieces, those slices, and you put it onto the mizbech. And now the shchutei chutz, the haloas chutz is, instead of putting those slices on top of the mizbech, I took the slices and I put them outside, on an altar outside. So there, in both cases, you're always going to miss some of the entrails, some of the juice, things that fall off, whatever. But that's how you're supposed to go and bring the carbon oil inside. So if you did it outside, you're chayiv. So it says this...
The loss is not considered significant,
that,
you know, with these pieces.
It's the same degree of relevance and significance as it is inside the mikdash.
By
the carbon oil. If the karnayim, the atzamis fall off, no problem. It's the same thing when it happens to be outside, also no problem. The two are parallels of each other. The mitzvah inside parallels the crime if you do it outside. Good. So that's alkol behemiksev. Umar sovah, no, alkol eivah v'eivah. He says when it says lasis oisai, that drasha that we had a moment ago, Oisa is referring to every aver itself. When you put the aver, don't put up a half an aver, put up a whole aver. Once you put the whole aver, that man the Yom says, you're chayiv and Allah's chutz. Aval aver echad, tivriyakol in a chayiv ala achas. What means aver echad, explains Rashi. If you put a piecemeal, that one big aver, let's see, the aver was 5 feet long, and you cut it into five little slices of 1 foot each, and then you put one, and then you put the other, until you get to that final, the ganze aver, everybody agrees you're not chayiv. Even Reb Shimon that holds your chayiv, called aver the aver, but it's got to be a dobra, sholem a ganze aver. If you put a halva aver, you're a pot.
So we heard an amalach about a kazayas.
Yeah.
We had kazayas of the
we already asked that yesterday. You remember we spoke about that, and we said a mitzvah, we'll get to the more today, we're going to deal with it. Okay. We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
So far that's shot number one of Reish Lakish. Reb Yochanan Omar, just the opposite. Machloikis v'aver echad. The machloikis is talking about when there was one aver. The mar sovar mutri pnim shechosru v'hela b'chutz is chayv. The mar sovar potter. What is this all about? What this is all about, mutri pnim means that you shechted it b'fnim and you put it on the mizbeach b'fnim, and then what happens subsequently, one of the pieces that you put on top of the mizbeach came, sparks came, and boom, it fell off the mizbeach. That's what we call poikin. And we spoke about that earlier in today's daf, and we talk about it yet again. What happens if it falls off? Then you're supposed to go and put it back on. Ooh, now when you're putting it back on, that's less than an aver. You could have had initially a big aver. Half of it was now cut as a result, consumed by the fire, and now half of the aver falls down. Or even if it's the whole aver, but it's not the same aver that you had before. Maybe the aver before was a kazayis, now it's less than a kazayis. The point is that it falls down, nevertheless is a chiv to go and put it back up. Ah, so therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, the machloikis in our Mishnah is talking about not in a situation of kol behema, like the first pshat of Reish Lakish. We're talking about each aver individually. And everybody holds that the din of sholem v'loi choser, meaning you only chayv for a ganze aver, is not the ganze behema, but a ganze aver. So what's the machloikas over here? The machloikas over here is, since if you had mukhtarei pnim, if they went and fell down from the mizbeach, you have to put them back again, because it's a din of poikin. Yeah, but that piece that you're putting back again is choser. And the Torah says, put it back. Oh, so I see that inside the Beis Hamikdash, you're chayiv on choser. So then, if our Mishnah Kodesh Rabbi Yochanan is talking about only the case of Muktari Pnim, Shechosru Vehelu, in other words, you're talking about that the korban that you're being Ma'ale B'chutz was one that was Geshochted inside, where there, the halacha would have been that if you have a Choser that fell off and you have a mitzvah to put it back on the Mizbeach, if you go and take that same Choser and put it on the Halos Chutz, then that would be the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Omer machloikis be'aver echad. The mar sava muktri pnim shechosu vehela b'chutz is chayv. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you had multiple pieces, this aver was sliced into four or five different pieces, and you put piece number one and piece number two and piece number three, you're chayiv on every one of them. But it wasn't the ganze aver. Didn't you go and tell me that everybody agrees that it has to be sholem v'lo choser? Everybody agrees to that if you're talking about muktorei chutz. But muktorei pnim, since the Torah told us that you have to buy poikin, you have to be malad again, you have to be malad again, even though each time when you're malad again, it's a choser, it's not a full shiur, because only half of the aver, a quarter of the aver, whatever. But you're chayiv, so you're going to be chayiv outside too, says Reb Shimon, al kol halo'o, or al kol aliyah v'aliyah, like it's in our Mishnah. Omar Sabar Reb Yosef said, no, you're potter. Why does he say you're potter? Because he holds that we have two psukim. We had this pasuk of oisoi, which Gemara quoted before, lasis oisoi, but we also have a pasuk of yivianu. Where did we have these two psukim? If you go back to Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, it was a Kuf Vav Amid Beis. He brought both psukim, Aliba de, I think it was Rabbi Shmuel. Where did we have it in the Mishnah? We had the din of the Mektori Pinim and the Mektori Chutz. Where do we have the Oisoi Med Eloy Vienu? We had both. Asya Vav. Oh, it was back on Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph. Where did Rav Chazon? I might remember. The Chali Menolei. Okay. Kut Zayin Amud Aleph. Halfway down the Amud, there's a Mishnah. There's a Toisis. The Ika Amala Bamala Kasha. Right next to that Toisis, Rabbi Shmuel Halumi Boyle. The previous line said Milo Yiviyana. Rabbi Shmuel Halumi Boyle Al Shalom Uchayv and Chayv Yavi Oisay. The enemy is the Gansazach. Rabbi Kiva Nafkali Melasas Oisay. So we have a machloikis, which pasuk you learn it from, like the Yano or Lassus Oisay. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I learned from both psukim. Chalim Mektori, the name Shechosu Behelo Bachutz, Chalim Mektori Chutz, Shechosu Behelo Bachutz. That both of them, there's a din, has to be Asholim Uchayiv, Zayin Echayiv Al HaChosim. What our Gemara is telling us is, that Kuli Al Memoidim, if you're talking about Mektori Pnim, Shechosu Behelo Bachutz, everybody agrees that you would be Chayiv. Why would everybody agree that you'd be chayiv? Because of the fact that inside the base of Migdash, when part of it fell down, this poikin, you'd put it back up, you'd be chayiv. Ah, so what's the din now that you're saying, al shalom uchayiv and chayiv al choser? You're talking about the Muktori Chutz. Since Muktori Chutz, there is no such din of putting back of poikin, right? Because it was never in the base Migdash in the first place. So therefore, the gilui of the pasuk of either Lassus Oisai, or of Yivien, or both, come to tell you that you departed on a choser. So getting back to our Gemara now, so Rabbi Yochanan, Nachla, Nachloik is be'ever echad. Everybody holds the din of Shalom, is not referring to the whole behemoth as one, but even every Aver. The Maris of Mitori, Pinim Shechosu Be'el of Achutz is Chayiv, that's Reb Shimon, the Tanikama. Why does he hold the Chayiv? Because just like Poikin, you have to put it back in. So even though the Torah is Machayiv, even on one Aver, the Torah is even Machayiv on many Avers, because the Torah says, put it back on the Mizbeach. So each time, another Aliyah. Chayiv, Chayiv, Chayiv. Umar Sabu Potter. Why is he Potter? Says Rashi. The Svara that you gave a poikin is an excellent Svara. Says Rashi, Nafkin Moim Liyano, Kirabi Shmoel. Just like Rabbi Shmoel had the two psukim. He says, don't only think of the Lassis Oisoi, but also think of the Yiviano. That comes to include not only the case of the Mektori Pnim, but also Mektori Chutz. Al Tzis Potter. Al Bedalev Vehev Orim, Tvikol Chayiv, Kol Hev Vehev. Until now, we just spoke about, according to this teretz of Rabbi Yochanan, one eiver. Machlokes is be'eiver echad, that you put a mini eivorim, and the reason why the Tanakhama holds it yechayiv is because in the Beis Mikdash poikin yechayiv on mini eivorim. However, what everybody agrees, however, if you're talking about multiple eivorim, then yechayiv are called eiver v'eiver, each one of them, because the din of Lases Oisoi or Lo Yiviano is referring to the entire eiver, not to the entire behemoth. That was the first pshat. Second pshat is on every Aver. So you put up four or five Avarim. Everybody agrees, Yechayev, I'll call Aver the Aver. Even Rabbi Yossi. Upliki the Ula, because Ula has a third pshat. The Yama Ula. Hakul Moin Muktori Pnim. Shechosu Behelu Bachutz, Shechayev. Everybody agrees, Muktori Pnim, Shechosu Behelu Bachutz, Shechayev. Everybody agrees. Like Nechlik, who is the Machloikis, and Muktori Bachutz, Shechosu Behelu Bachutz. And here is the time that Rashi brings for the first time the Inyan of the Kizayas. If you look at Rashi Le Nechliku, go up at 7 or 8 lines. Le Nechliku Mektori Chutz Mar Sobachayv the Chiksev Oisoi Aishtetach Lasois Oisoi Lamute Poches Mikazayis Osa Shein Haktori Shleimer Gedori Shleimer. Come on, that's the Haktori Shleimer. It has to be at least a full Kizayis. This relates back to the question that you were asking before. We started off the Gemara of with the Machloek of the Biyachon Shlokish. Or the case of the Suf Amashal Kazayis, L'choyre goes according to this third pshat, but we're going to come back to this in a moment. But at least you see over here that they say, according to this third pshat, but as long as you put a full Kazayis, you are Chay. So getting back to the Gemara now, the Amu'ula, Ula says I have a new pshat. Everybody goes, Hakol Meni Mektori Pnim Shechosu Behelu Bachutz Shechayv. The reason is because of the Poikin Halacha. Loi Nechlik, so where is the Machlokes? The Mektori Bachutz Shechosu Behelu Bachutz. Oh, there is no Poikin Dekedin. The Marasava Potter, when Man Yama says Potter. Why? Because there is no Dekedin of Poikin, so you're only going to be Chayv if you put the whole thing on. It's got to be Sholem. And therefore says, Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, you're going to be Potter until you put all the 5 and the 10 Eivorim all together. Now you're going to be Chayv. Omar Sova and the other Man Yama says, no, you're Chayv already now, Bishas, the Chosru stage. Why are you Chayv at the Chosru stage? Because he holds that the Machloikis is by the Mektori Bechut, Shechos Behele Bechut, do you darshan the extra second pasuk levienu, or don't you darshan it? And that's why one man says, no, I only darshan one lasis oisoi, but I don't have multiple psukim. The other one says, no, I have two psukim. So that's why one says it's patur, the other one says that it's chayim.
So you transfer the whole structure of haktar b'fnim taktar zklutz, or not.
Exactly.
With all dun mi nan mi na, the ugabasha type thing.
Yeah, that type of thing.
It's similar to that type of template.
Exactly. And Ikad Yamri, but there's another shot in Ula. Ikad Yamri, Omar Ula, not that Hakul Moidim and Mikhtori Pnim, Shechos Ve'ele B'chut, and the Machloikis is Mikhtori Chut, Shechos B'chut, but forget, Hakul Moidim and Mikhtori Chut, Shechos Ve'ele B'chut, Shehupot. Why are you Potter? Because there is no Poikin parallel. Right. So everybody agrees, B'chut, Potter. Like next to where is the Machloikis? Mikhtori Pnim, Shechos Ve'ele B'chut, where there was originally Pnim, and Shechos B'chut, Mar Sovar. The one that holds its chayit because it's parallel to the template, as you said, of the poikin situation. The other man, the yama says, but I have two psukim. I have one pasuk of lo yidienu. I have the other pasuk of lasis oisoi. Both of those come to tell you it's got to be shalim. There's a din of poikin. 100% there's
a din. That's inside, not outside.
Exactly. This is overridden by that, even though el pasuk oil might normally is parallel.
Pops off when something is burning on the mizbeach,
and it
pops off the mizbeach and falls. Can you bring it back up again or not?
Right.
Good, says the Gemara. Oh, please. So we went through four different pshat. Rishlakish, Rabbi Yochanan, two ulas. Oh, please, Davu de Shmuel, alishnakama de ula. The next pshat, which is the final pshat that we're bringing of Avu de Shmuel, which is similar to the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan, the second pshat of ula. We don't have to get into that. All we have to know is that Avu de Shmuel's pshat argues with the pshat of lishnakama, the first pshat of ula. Now, remember, what did ula say in the first pshat? The upliga the ula the ama ula hakol moedim b'matori pnim shechosu v'helu b'chutz shechayv. Why does everybody hold that way? Because they hold the din of poikin. Zokti gemara yet Avu de Shmuel argues with that lishnakama the ama Avu de Shmuel kiman mahadrin and poikin l'gam mizbeach. Who is mechayv to put the poikin l'gam mizbeach? Only Reb Shimon. V'madalek Reb Yosi. Not Reb Yosi doesn't hold of putting it back on the mizbeach. He holds if it fell off, leave it there. Doesn't bother me. That's why he patters a bachutz. That's the whole base of the machlokes. Says our Gemara. One sec. I'll be with you. Just one moment. Just finish off the thought. The Amar Vud Shmuel. We're in the middle of poikin. The thing is springing off the mizbeach. Do you put it back? It's a very delicate situation.
Right.
Anyway, see, so he argues in the moment everything is fine. So Avud Shmuel argues lishnakama di ula because what did Avud Shmuel say? That the mitzvah of poikin is only libid Reb Shimon and not libid Reb Yosi, because we have a machlekes in our Mishnah. But go back to pliga di ula. What did ula say at the outset? Hakol moedim. That means both Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi. Mikdari pnim shechosu v'helu b'chut shechayev. Why is it chayev? Because it's like the poikin dikadin. Since it's like poikin, then everybody agrees you have to return it on the mizbeach b'fnim, and everybody agrees that if it was chosru outside, it should be chayev because of the template, because it's parallel to one another. So don't tell me that it's the like Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi agrees to this according to Ula. It's only the second pshat of Ula, where there's a machloikis, right? Ikariyami Oma Ula Hakal Moidi B'tori Chutz, that you put it. Linech Lebe Chodri Pnim, Shechos B'Hele B'Chutz, the man Diyam Marsova, Uman Marsova Potter Marsova Chayiv. Here you can go and say what Avu De Shmuel said. Oh, why is it the Makturi Pnim? Shechos V'Hele B'Chutz, why are you potter? Because Rabbi Yosi holds that you're potter b'fnim on the poikin, you don't have to put it back on, so therefore you're potter b'chutz when you put it back on, because it's not considered to be a halo'a ha-mechayev eshchut echutz, is a halo'a that's mechayev inside to put on the mezbech. But if you're not mechayev to put on the mezbech, you're not mechayev outside. So therefore, avud
ishmo... You're not chayev outside.
What'd I say?
Mechayev outside.
You're not chayev, mechayev, whatever you like. Okay. So look to Yimar. So the Avu de Shmuel, who says that the loy kirab yoisi, he is arguing with the first pshat of Ula, because according to the first pshat of Ula, everybody agrees that poikin you have to put back on the mizbeach. So Avu de Shmuel agrees with the second pshat of Ula that even bifnim there could be a machlekes. Without Avu de Shmuel, one could say that everybody agrees to poikin even inside the pnim. The only machlekes is because I have over here two psukim, which overrides that template, that parallel. I have Levienu and Lasis Oisai. Obviously, Avu de Shmuel does not like that pshat, but Avu de Shmuel doesn't forget about the fact that there's one pasuk, two psukim. I want a parallel template. So say Avu de Shmuel, just like I find that inside there's a machloikis the Gabi Poikin between Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi. I didn't know that there's a machlekes. I'm telling you there's a machlekes of Bodhi Shmuel. Well, the first shot of Ula said there's no machlekes, everybody's chayiv. I disagree with that. I hold like the second shot of Ula. What's the second shot of Ula? That there's a machlekes of Bodhi Shmuel. Shechos v'hel v'chutz, marsov v'potter, marsov v'chayiv. I'll tell you why marsov v'potter. That's Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says you're potter inside from having to put the poikim back on the mizbeach. So you're potter on a less than a shear when you have less than an aver, less than a kzayis, and putting it outside as well. Because they're parallel one to the other. So these are the four pshat. Getting back to your question with the kzayis, so you saw already that Rashi brought that according to Ula, if it's pachal and the kzayis, everybody agrees it's not a dover hasholein. Yeah, but didn't we speak about it the initial itmar hamala? Here, mal and aver, the ain boy kazayas, the etzem mashlim le kazayas, if you're going to machai, rish lokish umba potter, where do you get the din of kazayas from? So, the Mephoshim explain that even putting aside Ula, everybody could agree that when you're talking about, well, not everybody, because the first pshat, he said that one man yemma holds it has to be the akol behemaksiv. But all the other pshatim that say that you chayiv akol aver, the aver individually, you could have theoretically a gansa aver, which is less than a shir kezayis. And therefore, these mafoshim explain that in this machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they're taking for granted that you're only going to be chuyiv on halos chutz if you have both requirements. Requirement number one, it's a full aver.
And number two, it's a kezayis or larger.
Exactly. If it's smaller than aver, then
it's
there's no din of
gray, it's a gray zone.
No din of gray zone, and it's no halos chutz, and there's no din of karis. He's not mechuyiv karis, and he's not chayiv karis. To make it happy. Anyway, so the point of all this is, so what happens if I have taka malam chutz and aver? And that aver, unfortunately, the basar in the aver is less than a kazayis.
Like the head of the oso.
Oh, and then you add it to it, the etzim, or you add it to the melach, is a mashlim the kazayis or not. So that's the machlokes, and that's how, now that we've learned this gemara, we have a better appreciation for the din. Okay. There's another pshat, by the way, that the also gives, just to throw it in. Yeah. What happens if you took already 90% of the Avorim and the Behema, and you were Malit Bifnim. You're only left with your final 5 or 10%, and you now are Malit Bachutz. And what's the din now? So then everybody would agree that the minimum that you'd be Chayiv is if it's a Kazayas or more, because since you already Mal everything else, Bifnim, that would be.
Type thing.
Exactly,
all
everything was done. Exactly,
is
but that little piece that you're putting outside, if it's a Kazayas or more, then you're Chayiv Taka. However, if it's less than, and now it's a Dabra Shalim.
It's negligible.
Why is it a Dabra Shalim? Because you put everything on the Mizbech, right, and you put the 5%. So when you add the two Mizbechos together, the real Mizbech, and this fictitious Mizbech, you've been Mala everything. Oh, and you're, therefore, you have a Dabra Shalim. So now it's only a Dabra Shalim if the Mala that you did outside is a Kazayas of more.
If it's insignificant, then you didn't trigger any Chiyuv.
Exactly. Now that we've gone through that, now we come to a very easy, simple Gemara. We remember at the end of the Mishnah, we had a machloikis. Do you have to build a special altar outside? Or can you even just put it on a boulder here in Riverside Park? Zog the Gemara, what's the base of machloikis? And Bafuna, my time at the Reb Yoisi, that has to be on a structure. Even he built it, so you see, he didn't just put it on a boulder. He built a mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Reb Shimon, that says, even on a boulder, it says, by Manoyach. In fact, he uses the same word that we use in the Mishnah. You put it on a tzur, you put it on a boulder. Sella. So you don't need to. The Mishnah uses the word sella. You're probably right. I'm sorry.
Evan, sella or Evan.
Okay, sella. Thank you.
Close
okay.
Enough.
But it's closer. Yeah, it's parallel. So you see that you don't have to go and bring a carbon dafka on a mizbeach. You can do it on a tzur. Now, goiv, of course, normally means height. However, Rashi has a different shot here in goiv. If you go back, Rashi, be goiv, go up about 10 lines in the goiv. Goiv be alma. Kederach kala oret, she noyach lishtamesh, v'loy lechavis mizbeach. He just wanted to do it to be comfortable. After all, if you are shechting and bring a carbon, all the rest, you don't have to bend over all the way onto the ground. So he built a nice structure. So noyach built a structure to be noyach lishtamesh. So, loshin noy for loshin, noyach did for noyach. Okay, but it's not required. You can do it on the ground. You can do it on a tzur, a cellar, or an oven. So that was an exception to the rule. That was not a normal case. But normally, you have to go and build a mizbeach. It's not enough just to put an oven, a cellar, or a tzur. Another reason. When does the Torah require a mizbeach by Pesach Oil Moed? What's number four? Vayiv enoy mizbech Hashem. It's number six. Okay, you see, it's all mixed up here. V'zorak hachayin adam al mizbech Hashem Pesach oil moed. So why did it say the Mizbeach? I know the Mizbeach was in the Azorah Pesach Oil Moed. What's the point of this? To go and tell you that the requirement of the Mizbeach, a physical structure, a binyan, is on Pesach Oil Moed. Then Mizbeach Mamba, there's no din over there. If you have a cell, I'll have chayv. Freit Timara, chayv, yotzmi boyele. He's talking about the parallel. If you're bringing a carbon inside the base of Mikdash, you have to put on a Mizbeach. If you're bringing a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, b'shas heter habamis, when you're allowed to, because he's saying the name is Mizbeach b'bama, b'shas heter habamis, should you say, l'ficha hello, atzal al heaven, he's yotza, he was yotza his mitzvah, you don't have to do a binyan of a Mizbeach mibayle. So Tumar, the point is well taken, and therefore you have to amend the brisa slightly. Hachikam, l'fichach, because we just said now that there's a din of heter habama, hello, atzal al heaven, you're yotza, l'fich b'shas isra habamis, Karen, the kevish, the yesoid, the ribua, maushi, yakvu, the bum. We know you have to have these four when it comes to the mizbeach in the base mikdash. Is it ma'akim by a bum outside? On the rebiyemi, tanya, then the rebbeisa. Karen, the kevish, the ribua, yesoid, ma'akim, bum gdoila. Bum gdoila means, says Rashi, means like even the mizbeach in base mikdash. It's referring to Noi Vegivoin, but last Rashi says, Kolshkin and Mishkan Shiloi, Beis Salom and Beis Midrash, Havadi, you have to have all those four. They Mavakum Bavitama, a private bomba that you have, Mishas Heter Bombis, on your front lawn or in the back, you're not Mechuyiv to have a binyan, even on a Tzur, even on a Sela, and even without a Keren, without a Kevish, without a Bo, all of these things are not Ma'ake, Bebomba, Ketana.
It's interesting, it was Noach and Manoach.
Beautiful. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Zag Yiven, Zag Yizin, to meet you. We continue tomorrow.
Thank you all.
Be a shit tonight? Yes, and yet a shit. And Shai, hopefully you're going to be with us tomorrow. You're on mute. I got your text before saying that you're hoping to be here tomorrow. So we are all hoping and praying that you'll be with us tomorrow, not just by Zoom, but that you will resume. You're starting off the new year. The new year should be here.
It's not new year.